The majority of Australian children are immunised. However, there's a small but loud group of people urging parents to reconsider their options. So-called influencers are using social media to question whether immunisations are safe. Doctors say their messages are putting lives at risk, and the federal opposition says social media giants need to do more to stamp out the fake health news that's being spread and shared. Political reporter Stephanie Boris reports.
That's the sound of Riley Hughes, who contracted whooping cough at just 4 weeks old. His mother, Catherine Hughes, posted the video after his death.
On the fifth day of his stay in hospital, he just couldn't fight against the bacteria that had invaded all of his organs. The whooping cough bacteria just killed him, and he died in our arms.
Tomorrow marks 4 years since Riley died. He was too young to be vaccinated, and Catherine Hughes is now working to educate Australians about the importance of immunisation.
We promised Riley that we would do whatever we could to ensure this didn't happen to other babies. And it hasn't been an easy journey. And we, you know, have been on the receiving end of all kinds of attacks from the anti-vaccine lobby.
So-called influencers in areas such as sport and food are using social media to encourage parents to question vaccinations. Among them, Taylor Winterstein, the wife of NRL player Frank Winterstein. She doesn't vaccinate her children and says she stands for freedom of choice. While celebrity chef Pete Evans has urged his followers to listen to a podcast featuring a US anti-vaccination campaigner.
I can only say what I've said before about wags and chefs. Do you really want them to be taking care of your children?
Dr. Harry Nespolon is the president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners.
People like that are actually potentially doing something particularly dangerous. First of all, they're telling parents to stop their children being immunised against really significant illnesses. We're lucky in Australia that we don't see them very often. But if you look at something like meningococcal disease, you can have a live child in the morning and a very maimed, if not dead, child by the afternoon.
Anti-vaxxers are using social media to spread their message. Facebook says it's working to change the settings for online searches about immunisation so that anti-vaccination sites are less prominent. But Shadow Health Minister Catherine King says social media giants need to go further and delete content that promotes fake health news.
I think certainly they shouldn't be there. It's not information that should be out in the public domain. It is not science-based. It is not based on fact.
She says the implications of not vaccinating are far-reaching.
If people are refusing to vaccinate their children, you're not only putting your own children at risk, but all of the children that they come into contact with.
Health Minister Greg Hunt was not available for interview, but in a statement he urged all Australians to get vaccinated. And he pointed to the government's plan to spend additional money on the National Immunisation Education Campaign.
Stephanie Boris reporting.